Hello, fellow lovers of all things green. I'm Mary Stone, and welcome to Garden Dilemmas, Delights, and Discoveries. It's not only about gardens, it's about nature's inspirations, about grasping the glories of the world around us, gathering what we learn from Mother Nature, and carrying these lessons into our garden of life. So let's jump in the spirit of learning from each other. We have lots to talk about. Hello there, it's Mary Stone, and welcome to the Screen Porch. Thank you for joining me on another summer day. It is so lovely. The sky is a little bit bluer. Seems like the Canadian smoke is subsiding some, and I'm so grateful. It's a bit later than I'd like to visit with you because there's been a lot of tree work going on, which is part of today's story. But before we get to that, I want to thank those that wrote back about last week's chat about deer remedies and rat snakes. As if on cue to exemplify why it's important not to tamper with wildlife by feeding them or leaving trash outdoors, new clients, Kate and John of Lake Mohawk in Sparta, New Jersey, which is one of the most concentrated areas of deer, I must say, they sent a video of a mama bear with four cubs strolling through their yard. They were within 30 feet of them. Of course, the bear weren't aware they were there because they were at the beach. But when they saw the folks, they did not scurry quickly. I can't imagine four cubs. It's not what nature intended, but so very cute. It's the first time they saw them, and while they were in awe, they are concerned for the safety of their children, so I have a feeling that a fence may be in their future. So we are recovering from a series of storms that caused power outages and fallen trees, hence all the tree work that's going on, which leads to this week's story featuring one of my favorite plants, Bottlebrush Buckeye, and it starts like this. Hello, fellow listeners and readers. We went from a drought spring where we were behind in rainfall to a summer unfolding with too much rain. After last week's storms and winds, we endured significant flooding from heavy rains. Trees came down, wreaking havoc, blocking roadways, and causing power outages. Many of them, the ash trees, now dead from the emerald ash borer. And now beech trees are struggling with beech leaf disease. I'm concerned about Mr. Beech outside my bedroom window, showing evidence of the disease, and the smaller younger trees are as well. But I hug Mr. Beech and tell him, you'll be okay, you're strong and have endurance, and you'll ride this out. Perhaps we'll talk more about beech leaf disease another day. After the heavy rains and wind, we took a road walk, Jolie and me. There was a lot of debris, and the brook turned brown from the soil erosion. It kind of looked like chocolate milk. It was so amazing. Jolie loves to run through the runoff along the sides of Cobblewood Road, causing me to run some, too. It was such fun. We passed the blue spruce that remains on Mohican Road. Each year, the dieback from the ground up continues. Eventually, they will have to be cut down, as mine were. We've spoken about spruce diseases in episode 21, Lessons from Spruce, Forest Pansy of Hope, that you may wish to tune into. But I planted Bottlebrush Buckeye while the trees were in decline, anticipating the sad day. And now the buckeyes are in their glory, attracting butterflies and bees. Aeschylus parviflora is one of my favorite transition shrubs between woodlands and lawns. They're a sizable suckering shrub native to the southeastern United States to Pennsylvania, and they grow well in zones 4 to 8, reaching 8 to 12 feet in height and width. It's a stunning plant for massing, providing a wave of texture with its hefty compound leaves of 5 to 7 leaflets and lovely mounding shape. Bottlebrush Buckeye thrives in full shade to full sun, although it does best with some shade, and it's an ideal woodland buffer. This flexible fellow prefers well-drained, moist soil, but tolerates flooding and moderate drought. The branches are gracefully horizontal and ascend towards the ground, the lower ones touching it. It's just so lovely. It flowers in June through July with feathery white flowers that look like bottlebrushes, hence the common name, which bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds adore. The flowers give way to glossy, pear-shaped nuts, buckeyes, encased in yellow husks. Squirrels love them, and they are the only animal to eat them without getting sick. As with other buckeyes, the nuts and foliage are poisonous if consumed by humans, and it must be true for deer because they stay clear, which makes it a great plant, as I mentioned. Come fall, you'll adore the sunny yellow of the leaves. As many of you may know, one of my pet peeves is cutting lower branches off of evergreen trees. It looks as bad as wearing knee highs with a short skirt, I'm just saying. But despite one of my do not do's, I ended up cutting the lower branches off my beefy blues as a desperate measure because, frankly, I didn't want to lose the trees. But that's where my favorite bottle brush buckeye came to be, to hide the gnarly knees. About the time the Aeschylus parviflora grew to be head high, it was time to cut down the poor blue spruces. Still, it was hard to destroy the trees whose tops seemed so healthy. Sometimes we must let things go, but never wear knee-high pantyhose with a short skirt. Garden dilemmas? AskMaryStone.com. So now, several years later, the wounds from the sadness of losing the blue spruce are replaced with the joy of observing the gorgeous swath of bottle brush buckeye. This time of year, it's such a delight to see the swallowtails, monarchs, and bees clustering on one bottle brush bloom, all together on the same plant. I saw a solitary hummingbird coming in for a taste this morning, and then he hovered by the screen porch. I marveled over its beauty, and I told him so. My mom loved hummingbirds. Feeding them sugar water became one of her late-in-life delights. The beautiful hummer felt like a visit from my mom. As you know, I often say, Mother Nature knows what she's doing. But too many times we've caused so many things by tampering and disrespecting our Earth. There's lots of talk about climate change, and now the media is declaring climate crisis due to the fossil fuels and implying things are hopeless. It saddens me as I don't believe instilling fear as a solution to improving things. We've spoken before that you can choose to live in love or fear, and other feelings are subsets of those. Fear is paralyzing, while love is nurturing. We still have time to heal our earth, as nature is resilient. And while we are concerned about weather patterns, think about the thousands and thousands of years such things have happened. Nature is constantly changing. Nothing remains forever. Everything is either coming into being or dying. But from endings come beginnings and renewal. New growth fertilized by what went away. Not to say we remain careless and not take action, but let's not give up hope. Let's not succumb to the fears and gloom and doom being broadcast, and instead shift to love and take the initiative to be part of a change. We still can turn things around. As said by Mother Teresa, I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. Didn't she create so many ripples that are still with us today? I hope as we transition, big business doesn't put band-aids over the neglect of our dear Earth by throwing another technology and energy source at the dilemma that is also abusive to our precious planet. By doing so, we aren't changing our behavior, just how we satisfy it. It seems overwhelming, I agree, but change begins with one person. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has, and that was said by Margaret Mead. So thank you, dear friends, for visiting with me on the screen porch. I always appreciate it, and I hope you've enjoyed it. And if so, please share the podcast with a friend or two so more can join us in learning and growing in the garden of life. And spreading hope amongst the world that we can change it one person at a time, one yard at a time, one heart full of love at a time. We can make a difference. Let it start with you. Thanks again. See you next time on the Screen Porch. You can follow Garden Dilemmas on Facebook or online at gardendilemmas.com and on Instagram at #MaryElaineStone. Garden Dilemmas, Delights, and Discoveries is produced by Alex Bartling. Thanks for coming by. I look forward to chatting again from my screen porch. And always remember to embrace the unexpected in this garden of life. Have a great day.